Task 3. You will hear an extract of a radio program about people who have gone to live in Australia. For questions 1 to 8, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. Indicate your answer in the box provided. The first one has been done for you as an example.
Kate Thomas met her Australian husband Simon in London 15 years ago. Kate is British and has had an exciting life. She used to work in the music industry. At the age of 24, she made a tough decision. She moved to the other side of the world to start a new life with Simon in Adelaide, the capital of South Australia. She left her home, her friends and her family.
My first impressions of Adelaide were, I just wondered where all the people were. The first weekend, I can remember thinking, there must be this huge festival on somewhere that everybody's at this festival because the shops are empty, the cinema, you can park outside, there's nobody around. And I kept on saying to Simon, where is everybody? And he was going, that is Adelaide.
Kate isn't the only Pom, as British people are often called here, to have rediscovered her English roots since moving to Australia. My husband Paul and I are also British. We came here in 1999 with our son Bradley, who's now 8.
Water. Yeah, okay. I'll have water. What do you want?
We went on to have a daughter, Claudia. Bradley still tells people we're British, even though we became Australian citizens last year. And Paul has somewhat belatedly become obsessed with British rock bands from the 1990s, like this one, called Oasis. He also likes to wear English soccer shirts and he prefers to drink British beer. And he likes to have both, shirt on his back and beer in his hand, while he watches old English police dramas on TV.
A lot of these things are things that I was brought up with. Being brought up with English soccer, it's not really possible to then suddenly become passionate about Australian rules football. I think it's different for English beer because that's just a quality issue. The Australians don't make very good beer, but the English do, so I'd happily drink English beer.
But do you feel homesick, Paul? Do you think about the UK and think perhaps we should have stayed?
I don't think we should have stayed because our lifestyle is infinitely better now that we're living in Australia. I sometimes feel homesick for a country that no longer exists. It's the England that's been built up in my imagination and what isn't the reality. Crowded streets, rain, smog, traffic, rude bus drivers.
What about the reality, though, of coming to Australia? I mean, did this place live up to our expectations?
You don't get rude bus drivers here in Australia.
Don't you?
Well, not in Adelaide anyway. You probably get those in Sydney.
Probably because there aren't many buses in Adelaide.
Yeah, which is a great advantage. Less traffic and less smog.
This is my favourite spot in Adelaide, where we now live in Australia. It's down by the beach next to the Surf Lifesaving Club, where we spend our weekends, and it doesn't really matter that we can't surf properly. Neither of us can stand up on a board, really. Our son Bradley, though, he's making good progress. It sounds idyllic, and in many ways it is. But without wishing to be a whinging Pom, Australia is different from what I'd expected. I hadn't expected to miss my old life quite so much, and now that we've been here 8 years, I hadn't expected to question my identity. I don't know anymore what's English about me, but I don't know either what's Australian.